September 2020. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. Here's what we're saying to the mayor.
Next is a progress note on Janet Venman, V-E-N-M-A-N, Janet, J-A-N-E-T, place of Story Point of Midland. Date was January 22, 2022. The paragraph, Ms. Venman was seen regarding COPD, cervical and lumbar spondylosis, and dementia, period. The paragraph history, things are going fairly well with Ms. Amanda. She's walking around with a walker and has had no recent fallout, period. Her COPD is doing better also. She gets short of breath from time to time, but not too bad, really, or recently. Her back pain and neck pain are currently controlled with her current medication regimen using Norco, gabapentin, fentanyl, and tizanidine for a muscle relaxing period. She's had severe problems with her spine, both the neck and lumbar spine, in the past, period. A little over a year ago, she was hospitalized for 1998 with your promo code. Pneumonia complicated by empyema, period. This seems stable and lungs are clear and she's not short of breath at rest. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, EMG no complaints, respiratory. This is only intermittent, but it's not too bad right now. No sore throat, hoarseness, rather complaints. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, DU, no dysuria, musculoskeletal, just a chronic back and neck pain, and sometimes back pain, but that's stable. Paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed, pulse 88, blood pressure 118 over 58, O2 saturation 92%, respiratory rate 18. Head and neck, done remarkable, all mucosa are normal. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, pupil equal reactor to light. Hearing seemed adequate. Neck is relatively supple. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds and auscultation, but not severe. Percussion is normal, no labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, heart sounds think out no murmur, have been soft and non tender. Legs had no significant edema. Straight labeling raising was negative. The paragraph assessment plan, one, her COPD is currently stable, and she uses a slow vent, one puff twice a day. So dental HFA, one puff as needed every 4 hours. Two, she has lumbar and cervical spondylosis, and is a Norco 5325, one every 6 hours if needed. And gabapentin, 100 milligrams, 100 milligrams in the morning, two tablets at 3:30 and at bedtime for nerve pain, and she's on donepezil 5 milligrams, change that, she's on fentanyl 25 milligrams every 72 hours, and that seems to be containing the pain, period. She has dementia, and I will continue donepezil 5 milligrams daily, and she's tolerating this, period. And calcium replacement, which is on zinc for mineral replacement. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.